on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from the Staff Zone Global headquarters again up here in Roswell, Georgia. A lot of cool stuff, a couple interesting interviews. We're going to go out, hopefully, to Fight Island and talk to Scott Peterson here at the bottom of the hour. First and foremost, Matthew, what's up?
What's up, buddy? I thought you were maybe on Fight Island. I knew you were out of town.
Well, a lot of things have come out over the last couple of days, and not only could I have gone to Fight Island, but the UFC paid for everything.
What? Why didn't you go to Dubai?
Well, for a couple of reasons, and we will discuss that. But second, since first was introducing you, kind of have a celebrity in the house. Do you like being called a celebrity, Abe?
It'd probably be the first time, so really? I think I do, yeah.
What's up? What's going on? It's been a while.
Not too much. It has been a while, man. I think last time I saw you was actually here in Atlanta at the Kamaru Usman signing, who, oddly enough, we'll see Saturday night.
Perfect timing, so we're going to talk about that. Abe is a sports guy up here, behind the scene, in front of the scene, all over the scene. Used to be up at XM Sirius? Are they both the same?
I went there after the merger, so it was Sirius XM at the time, okay.
We got our little tour. So we're going to have Abe on for the next couple hours. We're going to talk about Atlanta and sports and will it return and will it not? And at this point, who really cares and all that kind of stuff. So what's going on back at the home front?
I guess the pier just opened, the St. Pete Pier.
See how prepared he is. That's something that I just mentioned to him.
I know. I was like, what do you mean to do? I mean, the thing's been torn down for 7 years. Does anybody really care?
I think people care. Some people, I don't, but I think some people do.
Okay.
I guess some of the restaurants are opening. I don't know much about the pier, the dimensions, the design, all that kind of stuff, but some people care. The taxpayers that paid for the damn thing care.
Yeah, that's for sure. What was that, 50 million?
I'm going to say it was a whole lot more than that.
Was it? Dang. That's a lot of money for a pier.
And ironically, since we are coming to you from the global headquarters of Staff Zone, there was a lien filed on the pier project by Staff Zone.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So your brother owns part of the St. Pete Pier?
No, he finally, that was all taken care of, but that's okay, the whole nice thing of notice to owners and every state is different and blah, 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 blah. All right, so coming on today's program, let's lay it out real quickly. We're going to hopefully go to Fight Island at the bottom of the hour. Scott Peterson, he's going to talk about his flight over there, his quarantine that just ended yesterday, where they are allowed to go, where they're not allowed to go, what they're allowed to do, all that kind of stuff. His boxed lunches, or really his boxed meals. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner have been dropped off at his door, and as he has not, obviously, he's quarantined, so he wasn't able to leave. So we're going to talk to Scott. We're going to talk, hopefully, for the third week in a row, we're going to attempt to get Pat Miletich on. And every week is another issue. He was driving. He doesn't like me. He had nothing to talk about. I just made all three of those things up. But
that sounds like me.
Yeah. You make stuff up. So Pat Miletich is coming on in our official BKFC segment. Caleb Harris, I asked him to do the best Harris ever. He did it, and then he kind of took a jab at our boy Walt, kidding, and then he was afraid that I was I know you don't know this story. So we started doing this best Harris ever hashtag, which was started because of Walt in New York when we were doing a show. So then as I get all these other Harrises to do it, Caleb Harris, who has one of, if not the most vicious knockouts in BKFC history. I had him do the clip. And then when I told him, he got all worried because he said, Walt's a friend of mine. I don't want Walt mad at me. So I sent the video to Walt, But we explained everything and everything is good. So Caleb
There's like a 150-pound weight difference between the two Harrises. So I wouldn't want Walt mad at me either.
Well, I almost weigh what Walt weighs and I wouldn't want him mad at me.
That's true.
And then possibly we're going to speak to Jeff Hires has an event. When's the 11th? It's coming up, right? July 11th?
Yeah, 3 days.
It's radio, not stone.
3 days from now.
I'm trying to think in my head, man. It's the calendar has not worked well ever since the quarantine. Calendars, days, weeks. I don't know.
I know you follow me on Facebook and you give me crap as well. But, you know, I typically put, you know, just another Tuesday because it's the same day over and over. But Jeff Hires has an event coming up. I believe it's the 11th out at the racetrack in Tampa. What's the motorcycle track called?
I have no idea.
All right, well, Google it. Do something constructive. I forget what it's called, but a big motorcycle deal. We're going to have some tickets to give away. We're going to have some pay-per-view codes to give away if you're into that type of thing. So since we have the first half an hour just to kind of talk among ourselves, let's talk about Saturday. I know Abe is dying to talk about it. I know you're just dying to do anything back there at Torta Pizza. So let's talk about Saturday. Fight Island, going to be interesting. Some pretty impressive fights. Let's start at the top and work our way down. Part of the Randy regime, Kamaru Usman, defends his title against Street Jesus. Or no, Street Jesus is the tour or is the tenor of rock. So what does Jorge go by?
He's a Street Jesus. That's what he goes by.
Is he calling that too?
He calls it the resurrection. He's coming. He said that they're closing all the bars and restaurants and gyms in South Florida so that everyone can be home to watch the second coming of the resurrection.
So everyone can be home. They've been busy so many weeks in a row now, like they've been doing something else. Yeah.
They're just claiming.
They'll definitely be home. It's a fight I'm looking forward to. There's been, I don't know if you saw Dustin Poirier talked a little bit about it, about the training that Masvidal's been doing. And he said, for people that think he took this fight on 7 days' notice, they are strongly mistaken.
Yeah. I've got some interesting theories on this fight. I think this is...
Hey, Matt, here's the beauty. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Take your headset off. I'm taking my headset off. We got about a 20-minute break. And okay. Abe's gonna take
I got
over
some
the
theories,
show.
Man.
This
is awesome.
I finally get a break on this show.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm going to walk you through this, Randy. I want to see if you agree with me on certain aspects of this.
Okay.
Masvidal has been preparing for a possibility of three fights. A rematch with Nick, a fight with Nate, or this title fight. Those are the only three fights that have been on his mind this entire time. And I think, at least I feel, that eventually meeting up with Usman was the most likely in his mind. He's been training for this specific fight for months, for a year. I mean, he's been ready and waiting ever since he won the BMF belt for this fight.
Okay.
And Usman has to switch on 8 days' notice. It's a much tougher switch for me, for Usman, than it is for Masvidal.
All right. I'm buying what you're saying. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm buying.
Going to mean. Right. We'll see what happens. But sure. I feel like he's been preparing for this fight.
Sure.
But what now? The training, the weight cut, different aspects. But he's been pretty singularly focused, in my opinion, on this fight. If the money was right.
Right.
And Usman hasn't. I think that's a huge advantage for Masvidal. I think people expect him to be at a disadvantage here coming in on the short notice you referenced. I don't think so.
Well, and I've said this all the time, and Matt, give me your thoughts as well. Masvidal, anytime you take a fight allegedly on short notice, you have nothing to lose. Because whether it's Masvidal, who I don't think would ever come out with excuses, you have a built-in excuse. I took it on 7 days. I wasn't prepared. The long flight over, which I hate. My thing is, if you take the fight, I don't want to hear you complain.
No, I was doing the UFC a favor.
Right. You know, I missed weight because I wasn't prepared. Then don't take the fight. So I hate all of that stuff. And it is a good point that Masvidal has been training for one of those three. He has been training with Poirier, training with some of the other fighters down there. So he's in great shape. And you're right. Usman is now switching to a totally different fighter than Burns.
He was so familiar with Burns, too. I mean, just their friendship, the training, all that. They knew what was going to happen in that fight on every level. Now it's a complete wild card.
I liked that fight, and I'll let you talk here in a second, Matt. I liked the Burns fight only because they both know, it's going to the ground. Where with Masvidal's going to try to keep it standing. It goes back to which, you know, is better. Can Usman take him down? Can Masvidal stuff the takedowns? So it might be more interesting, but the other is I would rather see two, and with their two bests are similar, then this will be totally who is just going to be able to take the best shot. Go ahead, Matt.
No, I agree with everything you guys are saying. I mean, but they're also professional fighters, and they're prepared at all times to take a short notice fight. I mean, unless you're Max Holloway and you always stay out of weight range,
right,
and then the medical doctor said you can't cut any more weight because it's not safe. I think, yeah, that both these guys have been on each other's radar. We were there live at the Super Bowl when they had that scrum on Media Row where they went back and forth. So this has been a buildup since January. These two guys knew that they were fighting eventually for the title at some point. So I don't think there's any big surprises here.
The funny thing about Radio Row, and Abe, you've been at Radio Row, and you know what a zoo it is and how packed it is and the celebrities that were there. Don't think that this wasn't prepared. Don't think this wasn't set up, because I know the media people that had each one of those guys walking around. I'm not saying that they did it. I'm just saying it was set up for all the cameras that are there. And now it's a video that's being used on ESPN. It's video that's being used by everybody else of their altercation, which never really happened.
It's a massive convention center. They're always held at massive, massive convention centers or bought. You have to work very hard to bump into someone on purpose there.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't. That's not an accident.
Exactly. And this wasn't in the middle. This was over in the corner, ironically, by the Tampa Bay booth, which I think was kind of convenient. Not too far from our booth as well. So this is one of those that obviously Usman is part of the Randy regime. Usman's our guy. I like Masvidal, but it's not going to be as difficult for me to watch this fight as the fight, what was it, 2 weeks ago with Mike Perry and Mickey Gall. You know, both those guys are part of us. Where Masvidal's a good dude. I like him. I like his management, all that kind of stuff. But it's not like I could pick up the phone and call Masvidal right now, where I could pick it up and get Usman on the phone. So it's going to be interesting.
I have one other theory I want to run by you.
Okay.
And I want to start by asking you a question. I don't know if you can answer it. Maybe not. How many times has UFC held a octagon outdoors?
I don't believe ever.
Okay. Do you think Usman's background has been fighting outdoors? How often do you know of that he's had outdoor? Because we know Masvidal's background. He's fought outdoor. I know it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I'm telling... Randy, there are factors there that Usman is not used to that I think Masvidal has some experience with. And I just wonder if that plays a role.
Well, again, we can bring up any of that stuff. And here's my thought. And again, I'll throw it to you in a second, Matt, and then we'll hit this break. It's not like it's in a backyard. It's still in an octagon. It's still in a cage. I don't think the advantages that Masvidal may have had from 42 years ago with Kevin Ferguson is going to come into play. The weather is going to affect both. They're both
prepared. To me, the weather was the one I was most thinking of. Is he understands how the sweat's going to come quicker and just different aspects that may be there that aren't normally there.
It's possible. And Matt, you and I talked about it, you know, when they had the last one there. It was 172 million degrees inside that building. It may be cooler outside, right?
Yeah, I mean, UFC 252 will be on the sun. It's going to be, they just keep getting hotter every time.
All right, let's go hit this break. When we come back, the three of us are going to keep talking about this weekend's fight. That's not the only title fight. It's not the only big fight, so we'll talk about that. And then at the bottom of the hour, we are going to attempt to get Scott Peterson on. There was a big media day today, and Usman was one of the three that was involved in it. So Scott Peterson from MMA Weekly, our content partner, hopefully will be on the line live from Fight Island and give us more of the skinny. Coming to you live from the global headquarters of Staff Zone in Roswell, Georgia, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
That was the Usman, I'm sure, coming up, and we will be getting ready. Before we get back to talking about UFC 2416 this weekend, coming to you live from Fight Island, we are going to attempt to reach out to Scott Peterson here in a couple minutes. I know you. Let everybody know, you know, a little bit about you. We met in Tampa. You did some media there. You've traveled the world, traveled the country. Tell me what's going on here in Atlanta. Where do you work? What are you doing?
Yeah, so, I mean, I got out of college. I got a job down in Tampa part-time, and that's where I met you, and a lot of Bucks practices and draft coverage, and that's how I started talking MMA at the time with you. I feel like everyone was bugging you all the time down there because you were the guy. And sometimes it was just me, but other times there'd be like parts of the Bucks staff, and we'd all just pester you with questions because we didn't have the access you did. But I work down there, so I'm familiar with the Tampa sports scene. You mentioned SiriusXM. I covered everything for them, Final Fours and College World Series and Super Bowls and all that stuff. I've been in Cleveland, worked a morning show in Cleveland. I liked Cleveland. People give it a rough time. I liked Cleveland. I've been all around and kind of like everyone else is just kind of waiting to see what's going on with sports. I mean, we're right here now. I mean, we're right there on the precipice of the return. I know we've got certainly UFC has been, a godsend this whole time.
True.
And I know there's been some NASCAR, which a lot more people have gotten into than normal, and golf as well. But I talked to my neighbor a couple last week. I talked to my neighbor. She is maybe 65, 70. We're not that close. I don't know. But all right. So here's what's happened. I watch.
That might have gone strangely.
I watch a lot of the UFC fights. If it's on ESPN Plus, I watch it on my phone while I'm walking the dog. Like, I watch as much as I can at home, but the dog needs to walk. I take a walk.
Chipper needs to walk.
And I've walked by her house, and we live in one of those small neighborhoods. People leave their like front door open. Like, it's closed and screened in, but the door's open. Three straight weekends, I saw UFC on her screen.
Really?
And I finally asked her about it. I said, "Hey, are you a UFC fan?" Like, and she straight up told me, "You know, I'd never watched it before, but there's nothing on Saturday nights, and I've started to watch it, and I've started to become a fan." And it's like this whole new thing. So, I mean, UFC has been a godsend for a lot of people, not just those of us who are already into it, but for people who just wanted something to watch on Saturday night, that's what they got.
All right, this is what I want to do, among other things. You can either get me her address, or I will mail you some UFC stuff, like a hat and a shirt and stuff, and I want you to go give it to her.
Yeah, mail it. We'll trade, yeah. I don't want to give out my address right here on that, because I live like a couple doors down.
Well, really,
if I tell you her address, they'll find out mine, but...
Well, we want hers.
I know.
That's pretty interesting. I'd like
it's that. A really cool story. Yeah, it's pretty. And you know, she's not the most knowledgeable about it, but she's definitely learning. She can reference the fight she's seen pretty impressively.
So Abe, the question I have.
Hold on, Matt. Hold on. I'm going to rip you real quick. After you listen to the next hour and a half of this show, you're going to realize this guy doesn't have much UFC knowledge either, and he co-hosts a radio show, so it'll work out well. All right, go
UFC ahead. UFC is my favorite sport, by the way. But you know, after I leave my restaurant at 10 o'clock at night, I try to find a bar or a restaurant to watch the UFC fights, and they're still considered barbaric. Like, do you think that this being mainstream during this COVID will like add to the acceptance of it on a larger scale in restaurants and bars across the country?
I don't think it's as much about this COVID quarantine time. I think, honestly, that began when they moved to ESPN. I've been to multiple bars, and I've asked for free fight nights to be put on. And they said, we don't show fights. It makes the patrons more likely to get rowdy, whatever. When it was on ESPN, I've had sports bars say, we don't ever take our TVs off ESPN. And so it's become a lot more mainstream, I think, because I'm a drinker. You know that, Randy. I get out a little bit.
Yeah.
Not recently. But I think it has become more mainstream with ESPN, that people are just used to seeing it on the platforms that ESPN covers. I think that's been a big step forward. In terms of that, but I mean, yeah, UFC has been a godsend, and then I mean, we were so close now. I mean, baseball's in their summer workouts, whatever you want to call it. The MLS is starting their tournament. We're a couple weeks away in Orlando. MLS already down there. NBA, we're a couple weeks away. I mean, we're right there now. So everyone's kind of excited, but also a little nervous about how the return of sports is going to go. But and, you know, I've been saying it this whole time because we've seen how bad it's got. We've seen so many players opt out in the NBA. We've seen multiple players. We've seen a team have to opt out, both the women's soccer tournament, the NWSL, and in the men's soccer tournament in Orlando. UFC, and I know it's a focus of what's going on this weekend with the Gilbert Burns situation. UFC, I think, has done a really good job controlling the COVID situation. Sure. I mean, there's been some impact. They've had a plan most of the time. It's been pretty smooth, to be honest.
All right, Abe has already taken your spot. He's such a great producer. You do this without even knowing. I have a question for you, and believe it or not, Matt, I want your opinion as well.
Awesome.
A couple weeks ago, we had Billy Q, you know, with us, did the show. Then he tested positive, and Matt Fiola was not allowed to fight. This weekend, Mikey Brown tests positive, but Masvidal still fighting. Thoughts?
I'm guessing it's just based on tracing and whether they were together previously or if they've been together recently. That'd be my only guess. I did see that story this morning.
I just thought it was strange.
Yeah, I kind of circled that out. I was like, is that how does that work? With 2 weeks ago, they had to cancel a fight because of the manager. Now it's just maybe it's based on, again, not going to be over in the location. They hadn't entered the quarantine yet. As long as Masvidal, whatever. But
or maybe it's just once Masvidal.
Little favoritism.
Exactly.
You mean once a main event, once a prelim undercard? Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Right. Got right. It. Exactly. All right. Go ahead. What were you saying, Matt?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
All right. Well, the good news is I just got a text from Scott Peterson on Fight Island. He is ready. He is standing by. So I've never done this before. Added somebody to the show in the middle of the show via Skype halfway around the world, 8 hours ahead. So it's 10:30 in Abu Dhabi. So we're going to hit this break. We're going to spend the next couple of minutes. Hopefully Scott will be calling on. And when we return, we will go to Fight Island. We will find out what it's like. Has he been to the cage yet out there on the beach? It's kind of like, what was it, WCW Bash on the Beach?
Bash of the Beach.
In Daytona. So we're going to have Scott on here momentarily. So coming to you live from the global headquarters here in Roswell, Georgia of Staff Zone. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone and, of course, 8 Man Strong.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Steve from the Jerry Springer Show, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back live from global headquarters of Staff Zone here in Roswell, Georgia. Brought us up doing some broadcasts. It's going to be a lot of fun. Abe Gordon hanging out with us, Maddie McDaddy hanging back at Torta Pizza. I want in a couple minutes, because we're going out to Fight Island here in a second, but Abe, I want you to talk to us a little bit when we get done from Fight Island about, what is it, United and Orlando City. Big, I know how much they hate each other. I've got some funny stories of thievery of some United fans down there in Orlando. We'll talk about that shortly. But right now, let's go out to Fight Island and talk to our content partner from MMA Weekly, Scotty Peterson. Scott, how are you?
Freshly tested and COVID-free confirmed.
You had another test?
Oh, I've been tested so many times, it's coming out my nose or throat or whichever way we're getting it.
He is such a funny guy. Tell us about the trip over. I want to find out about Fight Island. I want to find out about all the limitations and what's going on. And most importantly to me, because you know I'm a foodie, I want to know about those boxed lunches or boxed meals you've been getting. But first, talk to us about from start to finish, the flight over, everything that happened to you, and how many times did you get bumped?
Well, boy, we live in strange, strange times. And but Dana White has done the impossible and pulled it off and has managed a way to get us back to our beloved sport of MMA. And so, yeah, we got to jump through a bunch of hoops for that. So last Thursday, I showed up at Vegas at their testing area, got tested, and then had to pretty much be quarantined until the flight on Friday night. And got on the plane. It was a big old, I don't know what kind of a Boeing plane it was, but it was a big old plane. And I would say, I don't even know if there was more than 60 people on the plane, maybe 50. In our back area, we were in the back of the plane, that back section, less than 10 people were there. I had my own row,
Scott,
the whole flight.
Scott, I think they call that the luggage section.
Well, I wonder why they kept having me move stuff around, but
exactly.
That's but yeah, so it was a 14, almost a 15-hour flight. I didn't even finish. I tried to watch that Ford Ferrari movie and didn't even get through it. That's how much I slept.
Well, I thought it was that's and, how bad the movie was, but
well, yeah, I'm not a Matt Damon fan, but the movie was good. That's why I waited to see it for free. But anyway.
Hold on. How much was the Diet Coke on the plane?
You know what? I don't even know if they gave me Diet Coke on the plane. When I'm on a plane, I like to pee as little as possible. So I try to dehydrate myself. So there's minimal usage of the bathroom.
I typically drink a six pack from Tampa to Atlanta. So.
Oh, so you're living in the toilet then, if you're drinking that much.
No, honestly, I very rarely go to the restroom on a plane, especially Atlanta,
really?
Tampa. Yeah, come on. All right, but anyway, enough about my drinking. All right, so the plane lands.
Oh, and this is on July 4th. We're flying on July 4th. It lands about 12:30 in the night. We left around 9 o'clock Friday night from Vegas time, and then we get to Abu Dhabi 12:30 in the morning Sunday, because we're 11 hours ahead of Vegas. And so like right now it's 10:30 basically here, 10:30 at night on Wednesday. So what are you? You're about 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's 2:37 on the east, and it's 10:37 in Abu Dhabi, Fight Island.
Okay. So we get there. The first thing they have us do, we get off the bus, and they're like, okay, Purell your hands. It's like, okay, Purell my hands. Put these rubber gloves on. Oh, it's like, you know, flashback time.
I was going to say, you haven't done that since you were in Japan.
You know, hey, what can I say? The latex has been good to me. But they have me put on the gloves. And while I'm putting on the gloves, there's a guy in a hazmat suit with a, it looks like one of those spray wands that you fertilize your lawn with. And he's spraying chemicals all over my bags. And so I was like, all right, I'm hoping I don't get cancer from this. So I get to my room. There's a seal on the door. I open the door, break the seal on the room, a freshly cleaned room, and then that was the beginning of my 48-hour quarantine, where I had to get tested the next day. So I got tested twice. I got tested that night, went to the room, and then got tested again within around 24 hours, but had to stay in the room for 48 hours while they brought you your food and stuff. So everybody that's on this island, Yaz Island, has been, like, all the people that work here, they had to do a two-week quarantine. So I complained about my 48-hour. They were a two-week quarantine. But we're all still wearing masks. It's still, you know, it's still the weirdness like it is back in the States. Except when I went to the gym, they required me to wear rubber latex gloves while I was lifting weights. So again, another flashback, and I've never had to wear rubber gloves while working out. But hey, and we've all been tested, but whatever it takes is what I'll do, to because it's worth it to see these fights this weekend.
No, for sure. And I've gotten some of the press releases from the UFC, and, you know, kind of wished I did go. Certainly glad I didn't go because of it being the month. But it said that you were going to get a tour of the facility, the tour of the fight on the beach. And has any of that happened? And if not, do you know when it's planned?
Tomorrow. So tomorrow morning. And this is the weird thing. So you usually when you get somewhere, you think you're going to, like, okay, I need to get acclimatized to the time period of where I'm at. So you try to get within the local time frame. But we have to do this in the morning. So we got stuff all day tomorrow. So we have the tour tomorrow. We got the face-off staying out at the beach. They're doing the face-offs at the beach at the cage there that you've probably seen. But the fights are going to start at 2 a.m. in the morning here.
I wondered that.
Yeah, it'll be 2 a.m. when the fights start. The press conference will start at 9 a.m. in the morning. So that probably means I'll get done. So it's like, when do I sleep? It's like, because for the fights, you have to be on America time frame. For the press stuff, some of that, you got to be on local time frame. So, yeah, it's weird. I'm like just sleeping in like 4-hour blocks. I like sleep twice a day for like 4 hours.
Hold on a second. Each. You want people to whine and feel sorry for you. I've been with you in New York City. You don't sleep when you're not doing crap anyway. So come on. It's just another day in the life of the legend.
But when you're in New York, there's stuff to do. But here it's like you're very limited. You're on the – it's kind of fun because I went out to the beach today to the cage that's out there. And they're not doing the fights there. It's more of an aesthetic thing, but it does look cool. So they take you on a bus. There's like a great golf course out there. You see Ferrari World. There's this big, huge red Ferrari stadium, but that's outside of the zone. So it's funny because they send an email saying, you need to go, if you're going to the cage, you got to go a certain way, because if you cross out of the safety zone, you cannot get back in. They will not let you get back in. You're like stuck. Oh, my bags are over there. It doesn't matter. You're stuck if you're out of the safety zone.
How would they know? And do you cross the line? Is that where you have Colonel Jessup?
They're watching.
On him on the wall, or what's going on?
Oh, yeah, they're watching. They're watching. I was in the elevator, and they're like, I was in there with three people, you know, because that's how it was in Florida, no more than three. And a voice came on the thing, you're breaking social distancing, only two per elevator. And it was like, oh, they're watching us on the elevator. Wow. But they're keeping us safe. They're keeping us safe, Randy.
Hey, Scotty, I got a question, man. You know, we know this, the fight game's all trash talk, and we know all the bitterness. But this week, Khabib, the undefeated champ, lost his father to complications from the COVID. What's the mood out there? Like, what are the guys talking about? Like, what is the mood and the tone out there because of the loss of a legend?
It's, Peter Yan kind of addressed his thoughts on you know, Khabib losing his dad. But we're kind of separated. We're staying in a separate hotel. The media is not staying in the same place as the fighters, so we're not mingling, kind of like. So it is kind of hard to tell. You know, I get the feeling from the media day scrums that we've been doing that, you know, some fighters have certain feelings about, you know, the COVID thing, and other fighters are more strict. Like Max Holloway was talking about how he was like, when the lockdown came in Hawaii, he wasn't even letting his little boy outside, which they say the kids are the least likely to be affected by it. But, you know, so he takes it. He's very sensitive about it. So I think that runs the gamut. But yeah, it's very sad about what happened to Khabib's father, and gee, what a tragedy to lose anybody to anything. Yeah, unfortunately, bad things happen in life, and they will happen to us too.
Scott, let me ask you a question that it's going to be tough to answer, I think, but
then Scotty's the person. That's
exactly right. Why are they going through with Fight Island? I mean, I get the original purpose of it. They had an issues finding any state to perform fights in the U.S. It was a great idea, and it sounded like a little bit of a pipe dream. They've now made a reality, but they've been able to put on fights in the state. So why did they continue moving towards Fight Island and getting these three cards there when there were options here in the U.S.?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, why not just do it? Because they've been doing it at the Apex. But apparently, you know, with the lockdown in the States, it's difficult to get the international fighters into the States. And even if there's a chance that they can even get somebody from a country, you know, I think they want to avoid the hassle of promoting something and it not happening because of the limitations of visas and international travel. So that's why they're doing it here, is so that they can give the international fighters that don't live in the States fights. Because Dana said, you know, if they only do fights in the States, they're going to run out of fighters real quick, because there's only so many U.S. fighters.
No, they won't, because you got Mike Perry, you got Donald Cerrone. They'll fight
every time. Well, yeah, they will.
Well, Scotty, don't you think this has to do with the fact that when the UFC was for sale, that the Middle Eastern group put together a bid to buy the UFC? So is there a big fan base there that's wanting this there? Is that why they brought it?
Oh, I'm sure those connections had to really help, because I tell you what, the getting something of this magnitude, of where they have shut down a whole section of this area and none of the locals can come in who are not working here, you know, you're going to have a lot of cooperation from the government. And so, yeah, I'm sure those connections came very handy in this. And I think the fact that there was already a lot of the infrastructure in place with hotels and restaurants, and they didn't have to recreate that on some Gilligan's Island somewhere, you know, was great. But I mean, the cost to do this, I just don't see, you know, some fighters are like saying, hey, we're going to go to Bellator and we're going to go fight over there. Bellator is not doing any fights. Right. Nobody's doing any fights except the UFC. And the UFC is probably the only one that, you know, Bellator has a lot of money backing them, but who wants to put on shows where you're an automatic loser and not making money? And the UFC has a good broadcasting deal set up with ESPN. And so they're able to, you know, they're in a situation they can, like, they can suck these costs in, that are, because these costs have to be enormous, what they're taking. Because, like, when we're in Vegas, they pretty much have a hotel motel, the whole thing sequestered just for them. The lobbies is just a testing area for COVID, and then they give you a room and you stay in there for until you get your test back. And so these things, this, the costs have to be enormous. And I'm glad that you know, they have a crazy president like Dana White willing to do the impossible, because I don't know if anybody else would, to get our sport up and going again, and it really drastic measures.
And Scott, that's, I was going to say that as well. Even if they didn't need to do this Fight Island, you know, you and I have known Dana a long, long time. You know, I go back further than Dana, you know, covering the UFC. This is like one of those big ego things.
Once he put it out there, it was always going to happen. Whether they needed it.
A, it was going to happen. And B, this takes it to a whole new level. You know, first, let's all thank Dana for bringing the fights back. And second, he was able to do a whole kit and caboodle thing here. You know, that everybody thought he was crazy. We all know he is, but he was crazy enough to pull it off. What is the coolest thing that you've either seen so far? And again, you've only been out of jail now for, what, 14 hours. So it's not like you've been out. But, you know, what have you done? What are you looking forward to do other than shoot the cage and all that kind of stuff, which I can't wait to see the photos, not only on MMA Weekly, but I know they'll one that will be appearing on our website as well. Update us on some of that stuff.
To be honest, I haven't had much time to do, you know, we're kind of limited, and they don't want you like, just going out and walking, and it's hot and humid here. And, but yeah, they're kind of like really sensitive about you just kind of going off and doing your own thing. So you got to get on the bus. They take you to certain places. They want you to get there certain ways. You know, they don't want you to get lost and end up outside of the zone, and then you're stuck and you can't do it. But there's not much outside of the fight. It's not like a normal thing where you go somewhere and you like, oh, I want to check out these sites and these great things and the cultural places of where you're visiting. Sadly, it's not a trip like that where you can come here and get into the area and find out what it's about. You're kind of little bit stuck. But the reason why we're here is for the fights, and I'm super excited about, you know, being part of, you know, this historical event, and like you said, that Dana was able to pull this off. I asked him a couple weeks ago. I said, what was the hardest thing of this whole thing? You know, you had the politicians and the states and commissions, everybody is up against you, and people that in the media that didn't, what was the toughest thing? And he said the toughest thing was being first, you know, being that first person to stick his neck out, because everybody comes after you. It's just being first. And it's he has that mentality where he doesn't give a shit and will do, you know, what it takes. Like you said, once he throws down the gauntlet, he's in there to make it happen and whatever he's got to do. And there's not.
Scotty, I was going to say, not to correct you, but he doesn't give a stuff. You know, come on, we got to remember
stuff,
that.
Stuff, that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Didn't I say stuff?
Yeah, stuff, exactly. This is something, this goes back to the
stuff.
Old Ryan Bennett.
Stuff.
Which I know that we've talked had fun about. Listen, this is what I want to do. Since you're going to go to the cage and all that stuff tomorrow, and know that you're going to have a lot of alone time and you're going to be looking for things to do, let's get you back on again next week so that you can talk about not only tomorrow, the experience of what it's going to be this weekend, and you can fill 15 or 20 minutes of that endless gap of doing nothing next Wednesday.
You know, in case my wife is listening, I'm having a horrible time, honey. I miss you.
I believe it. Seeing that you can't do anything, it makes sense. I do have my final question for you. I want to know, before I tell you my story to Japan, I want to know what the food was like on the plane going over there.
it was forgettable. But I had some rice, and I don't know what was in it, that was over here from the buffet last night. Incredible. But a lot of the food's, you know, forgettable, but it always is at a buffet type of thing anyway. I did have a date. You know dates. Have you ever had a date, Randy?
No, I've never had
the kind you put in your mouth.
No, I've never had a date. No. I was going to say, you just said you hoped your wife is listening, and then you're right. Talking, you had a date. That made sense.
No, it's the fruit, the date, the fruit. It's healthy for you. But apparently, that's the thing out here is their dates. I did have one of those. It was awesome.
Let me tell you my real quick Japan story. So I was in the middle section, five seats, all empty. So I had the whole row to myself. So as the one cart goes down and is passing out food, I would slide all the way to the left and I would get my two Diet Cokes and, you know, food. And then I would put it in a seat and then I would slide all the way to the right so that when the next, you know, flight attendant walked down the aisle, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll take that and two Diet Cokes. I put on 4 pounds flying to Japan.
But you walk everywhere there, so you would have lost it and more.
And I not only walked, but we were given wrong directions 3 times, so we walked extra miles that we didn't need to. Scott Peterson, sir, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your partnership.
Thanks, guys.
Have fun this weekend, and we'll get you back on next Wednesday as well.
All right, I look forward to it.
That is a good date.
Hey, Scotty, I am going to hook you up with some 8-man strong gear for coming on. I haven't sent you any yet. So I am going
to. All right.
Smart, so sweet. I appreciate it. Go get a date.
See you guys.
Take care. That is Scott Peterson from MMA Weekly. Known those guys since the beginning, since the very beginning. I didn't go. I could have gone. I turned it down. I just don't know if I could have done a month of being locked in a room.
Yeah, a month in a room with Scott Peterson is like 3 months. I shared a room with him for just 2 days, and it's like a prison sentence.
Now, again, take painful to a whole new level. Try spending that length of time, I'm talking about me, with you and Scott.
we would have an epic time, though.
That takes death to a whole new please happen sooner than later. But Fight Island is going to be cool. I'm looking forward to the photos. Scott's going to take some pictures. It's going to be epic of the cage, and you know he'll do it at the right sunlight and all that kind of stuff. I'm a little excited for Saturday, but not just because of the fights, but because of this stuff.
So how do they keep the sand out of the octagon?
They'll be in really clean flip flops.
We'll see. Yeah, you ever go to a beach, man? Sand gets everywhere. No, even if you don't step in the sand, you end up.
Did you say that the cage was a prop though? Like, are they actually fighting inside that?
What do you think they're fighting?
Well, maybe inside of a building.
No,
air conditioning.
Just out on the sand, like on a pedestal.
First of all, there is no such thing as air conditioning in Abu Dhabi. It doesn't exist.
It's just fan in an ice cube.
Yeah, it's just, and that's why when we have him on next week, I want to talk about, you know, with him, because he'll be able to experience how hot it's going to be. But my brother asked that question, and I thought about timing, that they're going to do it for us time-wise, not them. Even though once or twice I think they did do local time, but 2 a.m.
Oh, trust me, the USC has put on some 4 a.m. fights because I'm the moron who's waking up East Coast for it. So
I'm not.
Yeah.
And I've covered the sport longer than anyone in this country, and I'm not getting up at 4 a.m.
You know what annoys me is when I realize that they replay the 4 a.m. fights at like 9 a.m. Same day. I'm like, I could have just slept in and woke up right at 9 a.m. and watched the fights. What am I doing?
That's what I do all the time. Do you have the schedule, the fight card there in front of you, Matt?
All right, we'll pull it up as we speak.
Well, and again, you know, we'll talk about that in the second hour. Coming up, not only Pat Miletich at the bottom of the next hour, Caleb Harris will be on in the BKFC official segment. Going to talk a little motorcycle riding in the second hour as well. I don't know if you heard this. Jimmy Johnson's back. That was a really quick virus.
Wow. He fastest to recover from COVID, huh?
It is amazing. All right, I think we only have a minute, and to be honest, that's all the amount of time I really want to spend on soccer. So United versus City this weekend.
Orlando opens up tonight against Inter Miami, the new expansion. That's the David Beckham team. So that's got to be the new rivalry, right? Because
you can't just automatically say, and you know this, that you're going to be our rivals. Still, Atlanta fans have gone down there. They've stolen seats.
Yeah.
They've done stuff. to hate Orlando.
Yeah, but you know what they haven't done? They haven't lost the game down there.
Yeah, win.
Right. So, you keep trying to make it a rivalry, but Orlando's got to show up at some point.
But it could be the same thing. If Orlando dominates this new team, it's the same thing. All right, we are at the top of the hour. We'll get to more shenanigans in hour number two. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Stat Time.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.